Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Monday. It's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we are going to be finishing up 1 Timothy this week, and we are in the 6th chapter, particularly where Paul is now giving some personal exhortation to Timothy, reminding us that Timothy is here on a ministry of church revitalization at the church at Ephesus. Specifically, he needed to clean up the teaching ministry and preaching ministry, as well as the leadership and qualifications and processes to recognize leaders and what leaders were called to do in the church, and to make sure that the basic foundations were restored in this church. By the way, there's a great lesson there. You know, I've watched a lot of great athletes and had the privilege to play sports. And one thing I noticed about great athletes is they do the basics well time and time again. And I think that's the same way it is in the Christian life. The basics in the word, prayer, evangelism, worship, fellowship, all of those basics. It's what the Bible identifies as what we call the means of grace. These elements that God has ordained to grow us in grace. That's what Paul has sent Timothy, is to reinstitute the basics in this church that has fallen into demise and is now being put back on the road to revitalization under Timothy's ministry. So here we are in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 11. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Now, what's the these things you're supposed to flee? The love of money, which is the root of all sorts of evil. Notice it's not money, it's the love of money that's the root of the evil. So you flee these things, and then what do you do? Here's what he says. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness, and fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So we'll stop right there. And just a couple of thoughts. On the one hand, the Christian life has a rhythm. You kill the old man and you put on the new man. You mortify sin and you vivify obedience. You put off and you put on. And that's the rhythm of the Christian life. But there's something in here. And that's this. To put off and to kill sin is, first of all, to flee it. You need to see that. You know, when the internal desires that you need to kill in the old man get married to the external temptation, that's what produces sin. So kill the old man, the desires inside of you, and flee the temptations outside of you. And he brings particular focus to this matter of the idolatry of money, the love of money. Money itself is amoral, but the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil in your life, as money occupies a position of idolatry. And then the second thing I want you to see is the greatest antidote is you don't have time to sin if you've already filled your life up with obedience. That's why he says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. If you get into that way of life, then you don't have time. If I can keep my heart and life from being empty, then I don't give the devil an opportunity. So I want to keep it filled up with Jesus and obedience and the love of his word. That's what I want to do, and that's what I ask God to allow me to do. And one more point, fight the good fight, take hold of eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession and many witnesses. You made the good confession. Folks, wherever you live, your neighborhood, your job, your school, your classroom, your team, fly the flag. Pull the flag up, raise the flag, and let everybody know you're a Christian. You just fly the flag. That gets you committed in front of everybody as you make the good confession. And then finally, get in the game. Fight the good fight. Don't be a critic on the outside. Don't sit in the stands. Get on the field, get in the ring, fight the good fight, get engaged, get on mission, on message, in ministry. And then you don't have time and you don't give Satan an opportunity. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.